Welcome to Lesson 14 of How to Understand 85% of the Qur'an series. In this lesson, we will learn the most frequently used verbs that belong to verb form number 1. This time, we'll study variation number 6 out of 8 variations. If you've missed any of the previous lessons, then you should check out the link in the description to find the link for the entire playlist. For this variation, number 6, we tackle a certain type of verbs that are called mahmuz, which means that these verbs contain a hamza in them. And because this set of verbs are very irregular in their formations and they mostly follow different patterns, I will only include the variations that are used in the Quran and other variations that are not used or not frequently used will be skipped to make this lesson much easier, inshallah. So, let's get started. And the first verb is سأل, which means to ask. And its variations are سأل, يسأل, سل, يسأل, and سائل. And we see it used in these examples. سَلْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ كَمْ آتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ بَيِّنَةٍ. Next example.
يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَهِلَّةِ قُلْ هِيَ مَوَاقِيتُ لِلنَّاسِ وَالْحَجِّ.
The next verb is قَرَأَ, and it means to read or to recite. And for this verb, there are only two forms used, which are قَرَأَ and اِقْرَأَ. And we see it used in this example.
اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا.
The next verb is أخذ, and it means to take. And the variations of this verb are أخذ, يأخذ, خذ, and يُؤْخَذُ. We see it used in this example.
وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا.
The next verb is أَكَلَ, and it means to eat or consume. And the variations we see in the Qur'an are the following.
أَكَلَ, يَأْكُلُ, كُلْ.
Like in this example.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَى ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا.
The next verb is أَمَرَ, which means to command or order. And the variations used are أَمَرَ, يَأْمُرُ, and تُؤْمَرُ, like in this example.
أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابَ.
Next is أَمِينَ, which means to feel safe. There are only two variations used in the Qur'an, which are أَمِنَ and يَأْمَنُ, like in this example.
فإن خفتم فرجالا أو ركبانا فإذا أمنتم فاذكروا الله كما علمكم.
The next verb is رأى, which means to see. And the two variations used in the Quran are رأى and يرى. We see it used in this example.
وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ يَخُوضُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ.
The next verb is أَتَى, which means to come. The variations used are أَتَى, يأتي, and إئت, like in this example.
قَالَ لَا يَأْتِيكُمَا طَعَامٌ تُرْزَقَانِهِ إِلَّا نَبَّأْتُكُمَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ قَبْلَ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمَا.
The next verb is شَاءَ, which means to will. There are only two variations used, which are شَاءَ and يَشَاءُ, like in this example.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ.
The next verb is سَاءَ, which means to be evil. And the two variations used are سَاءَ and سوء, like in this example.
ساء مثلا القوم الذين كذبوا بآياتنا.
And finally is the verb جاء, and it means to come. And there are only two variations used in the Quran, which are جاء and جِئَ.
إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ.
And finally, don't forget to download the PDF version of this lesson through the link you will find in the description. And you will also find the link for the printable version of the PDF file. Also, you will find the link for our memorized page through which you can learn these words by taking tests and drills, which will help you to learn these words much faster. Thanks for watching. I hope you have learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in lesson 15.